When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay. I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. I appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We roll through the Wednesday edition of the program. Gas prices, Buck, are not cheap. Everybody out there listening to us right now, as you drive around your different states, your different cities, and go to fill up at the pump, you have probably noticed that gas prices, after coming down during the summer, are now headed back up, and that is probably going to get worse. Let me give you a quick little rundown of what happened. Joe Biden came into office, gave into the Green New Deal, and effectively decided we do not be independent in the United States of America anymore. He shut down, to a large extent, our ability to produce large amounts of oil and gas. In particular, the Keystone Pipeline, which would have been bringing around 800,000 barrels of oil and gas into the marketplace shortly, early next year, if it had been completed, instead shot it down. He has not been very expansive. We talked about this, Buck. Wall Street Journal had a front page discussion about how Biden had provided the fewest oil and gas leasing opportunities of any president, basically going back to the point when we began to create oil and gas in substantial numbers 50, 60 years ago in this country. Then, despite the fact that he was not allowing the United States to unleash its full fruition of oil and gas-related production capabilities, he traveled all the way to the Middle East. And this is a guy who basically doesn't go anywhere except the Ukraine border and his beach house. Traveled all the way to the Middle East, and he begged the Saudis to please produce more oil. He fist-bumped MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, who he had previously called a pariah state and tried to isolate on the world stage. He basically got down on his hands and knees and begged for the Saudis to produce more oil because the United States wasn't able to handle its all-over global impact based on the Russia invasion of Ukraine. And then earlier today, if you haven't heard, OPEC, mostly run by the Saudis, decided to cut production of oil by 2 million barrels, basically guaranteeing that your gas prices are going to go up between now and the midterms.
2 million a day.
Extended middle. Yeah. Yeah. It was an extended middle finger to Joe Biden from the Saudis, who he had been begging for help. And the end result now, Buck, is that Biden is unleashing as much strategic oil reserves as he can to try to avoid gas prices going up. But this is going to be, I think, a calamity electorally for Democrats, because all of these swing voters, as they get ready to go to the polls, are going to be seeing rapidly rising gas prices, taking more of a pinch out of their wallets.
The one commercial that will be run millions and millions of times that doesn't cost any campaign or any PAC any money is Americans on their way to the polls gassing up their car and saying, what the heck is that? That's one that's going to play out all over the country, particularly in states like Nevada and California, where the price of gas is super high right now. But this is all part of a broader theme, I think. The price of gas is higher. Okay, yes, any global market, you can point to a lot of different factors for why. But basically, the Biden administration decided early on, at the very beginning, really, day one, that they would do things to make it clear they are hostile from a regulatory perspective. They are hostile to fossil fuels. In fact, they view the continued usage of fossil fuels and the increased use, which would happen as our population continues to expand, as an existential threat to humanity. They say that. It's one of those things where this is like the men can get pregnant line. It's a crazy thing, but they say the crazy thing. They say that CO2 emissions from gas is an existential threat to us. But the theme, I think, Clay, is as we get closer to the midterms, on pretty much every issue, I mean, you might be able to find one or two, the whole plan of the Democrat Party has become, oh, that stuff that we supported the last 2 years? Well, I don't support that. I'm one of the good, like, sane Democrats who wants safe streets and wants cheap gas and doesn't believe that we should be dumping, you know, millions of illegal aliens in the country, all over the country. I mean, the only way they can try to hold the line in the midterm elections is for the Democrat Party to lie about who they've been relentlessly, ruthlessly for the last 2 years. That's it. Otherwise, they know they're heading for total Armageddon.
And here's the other part of this that's so funny, Buck, is Biden's blame shifting, right? Initially, it's, oh, these reckless oil and gas companies. It's the gas station owners. How dare they charge so much for the gas that you're having to put into your car? And then it was Vladimir Putin's inflation price tax hike on everybody effectively. And that was the reason why oil and gas prices were up. Then when they started to come down, it was all because of Joe Biden that gas prices were coming down. He took complete credit for the fact that gas prices were going down. And now we've already got Karine Jean-Pierre, who is basically the Baghdad Bob of this administration, rolling out to tell everyone, actually, look, Vladimir Putin is the reason, guys, that gas prices are going up. Listen.
You said the president was responsible for gas prices coming down. Is the president responsible for gas prices going up?
So it's a lot more nuanced than that, right? Peter, you know this. There have been global challenges that we have all have dealt with. When I say all, meaning other countries as well, have dealt with since the pandemic. There's been pandemic and there's been Putin's war. And Putin's war has increased gas prices at the pump.
You remember, Clay, when John Kerry was running, you know, John Kerry, the everyman.
He was for it, then he was against it before he was for it everything else.
And the whole flip-flop thing really did, you know, I voted for the Iraq war before I voted against it. And people started, I forget who it was, but somebody said the problem John Kerry has, because he started going around saying, well, it's more nuanced than that. And the problem is that sounds like a fancy French word for flip-flop, right? Like,
yeah.
More nuanced. I mean, what does that really mean? I mean, give me a break here. When Ducey asks, okay, so a couple of weeks ago, you're saying price of gas going down, and you're basically spiking the football in the end zone, doing one of those dances. Not one of those dances you get a penalty for, Clay, because
yeah,
I know
yeah.
that's
within the rule celebration.
Right, within, thank you, sir, within the rule celebration. I'm learning the things. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get to a few weeks later, the price of gas is going up again. And they're like, well, it's a very complicated story. At some point, it becomes just the untenable position for Democrats. And I think we're there on the price of gas. Keep in mind, the anti-inflation or the Inflation Reduction Act, right? Really the biggest win for Democrats in their own minds, was that it was an unprecedented spending spree at a time of high inflation for green energy, Green New Deal projects. That's really what they were getting out of it more than anything else. So at a time when gas prices are high and inflation is high, their focus is still wind farms, which are Cuisinarts for migratory fowl, as everybody's finding out, unfortunately.
Yeah, and the other thing is, it doesn't feel very nuanced if you are scrimping and striving and trying the best that you can to get through every month with the money that you make, and gas prices are ticking up every single day as you drive past gas stations. And Joe Biden's attempt, which I think is going to be really ill-founded, to take credit for gas prices coming down while taking none of the blame for them going up is not something that registers very well with the casual voter. They hold the president responsible for the price of gas. And frankly, the thing I'm concerned about, Buck, is the depletion of our strategic oil reserve. We now are down to 1984, I think, levels of inefficiency and supply. And he's going to continue to pump as aggressively as he can from our strategic oil reserves, even though it doesn't have a massive impact on the overall price of oil and gas. It has some impact, as desperately as he can, to try to keep these prices down. And this, to me, is just an extended middle finger from Saudi Arabia, who Joe Biden tried to go after. And it just reflects and represents to me how little esteem the larger world has for Joe Biden's leadership.
I mean, you think the Saudis are in a big rush to help Biden? Biden, whose administration is running to the Iranians begging, please, let's make another deal. Yeah. I don't think the Saudis are feeling like, look, I'm not somebody, you nor I are naive enough to think the Saudis really give a what about the United States, the price of gas for us, and what's going on with our economy. And you make an argument that really, why should they? But the notion that Biden is going to be getting favors from the House of Saud right now, I think they've seen enough of what good old Joe can get done for them. Remember, their entire economy is hydrocarbon based, right? So the Biden administration is running around making all this noise about how that's destroying the planet, and now he wants them to bring down. The $2 million a barrel a day drop in output. It's just showing that, one, we don't call the shots the same way that we don't call the shots with Russia's economy either, as we've noted. The Russian ruble is up, everybody. Think about that. The ruble is up this year.
It's actually the best performing, I think, currency in the world. I think it's up like almost 30%. And I do think the Saudis love, and I don't want to flip you off here, but I do think they love, they're going to make more money probably off this too, Buck. I mean, they're ultimately capitalist, and they have an asset that everybody needs. But I definitely think that they enjoy being able to also gig Joe Biden based on the way that he has treated MBS after the Jamal Khashoggi incident. And so I do think they factor in a little bit, hey, this guy's going to be a one-term president. What the heck do we care if he's mad? Let's absolutely screw him.
Yeah, I mean, the Iranians, the mullahs are going to be closer to a nuke with four more years of Biden to that breakout capability. Everybody knows that. This is not some surprise. The Democrats have decided that being weak with regard to Iranian policy. I mean, just remember when Trump took this strike on Qasem Soleimani, and all the Democrats were saying, oh, it's going to lead to war. It's going to be great. No, actually, the guy who was responsible for the deaths of hundreds, if not thousands, of U.S. troops in Iraq finally got what was coming to him, and Trump made absolutely the right move. Look, the Saudis respect, to your point, money first and foremost, but strength as well.
Yeah.
And this is not an administration that has any strength. I mean, I think that what you're really in some ways seeing from the Saudi oil output determination that they've made, Joe Biden is heading into 2 years possibly of a lame duck presidency. So he's going to have no political clout at home and no political clout abroad. But he did tell Al Sharpton that he's going to run again, Clay, just reminding you of that.
Which is why I don't think they're going to let him run. We need to get into a lot of different stories today, Buck. The Herschel Walker fallout, Democrats trying to trounce him as best they can, because I still think he's going to win. The latest on the Senate races, and our boy Fauci is headed to hang out with our buddy Stephen Colbert. I can't wait to see what happens on that absurdity. All that, plus we're going to be joined, I think, by Tiffany Smiley, who is making a real run in Washington.
Yes, sir. Third hour of the program. We've got some great political heavy hitters right now. The governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt, will be with us. He's taking action in his state on transgender surgery for minors.
Good for
him. Some other states making the right move on this one. And then we've got Tiffany Smiley, as you said, She could be. I mean, this might be one of the great political stories of this midterm if she's able to pull it out. We want to do. Oh, she's got that fascinating story as well of Starbucks and the Seahawks. Not well, right.
And
isn't
what
that
they're trying to do to her?
Yeah,
I know. And Marsha Blackburn, I'll give her praise when she comes on. But Marsha Blackburn, senator from Tennessee, says she is one of the best candidates she has ever seen for the Senate. And she is running a whale of a race. So we'll talk with her. I know a lot of people out in Seattle, a lot of people out in the Pacific Northwest in Portland looking at that Christine Drazen race, starting to recognize we may have some major upsets happening out there because Democrats have lost their minds. There's no such thing as free time when you're a business owner. You know it. I know it. Anybody who's ever owned a business knows the feeling of having to keep up with your staff, keeping up with the regulations, retention of your best team members, not to mention keeping your customers happy. That's why there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help you develop a people strategy that supports your business strategy, focusing on the health of your organization. What if your HR strategy included access to better benefits to help you keep the employees you have and attract new ones? What if it also offered training for your employees to increase their skills so they become more productive? There will always be challenges to face in business, but no matter where they come from, Insperity's ready to help you move past them by providing the HR solutions you need. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back into the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We are joined now by the governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt. Governor, thanks for being with us. Appreciate you.
Oh, absolutely. Great to be on your show today.
So one thing that's gotten a lot of attention from certainly conservatives in recent weeks and months are the revelations about transgender surgery on minors, sometimes as young as 12 or 13 years old. You are leading an effort in your state to stop this practice, at least in the hospital system. Tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, well, first off, we were totally shocked. I mean, every governor, you know, citizens around the country, we need to find out what's happening, because we found out there were these, you know, gender transition surgeries, which are really, you know, sterilizing minors and doing permanent surgeries to, you know, 12, 13, 14-year-olds. And so we put a stop to it. We blocked funding. I called the legislature to stop that, you know, statewide, make sure we put a ban on that. I don't think taxpayers want this to happen in their state. I mean, especially minors. This is really troubling to me. These are healthy children, and you should not permanently do something, you know, and or allow that to be done in your state. And so I think it's pretty common sense to us.
Yeah, I think it's 100%, Governor. This is Clay. I appreciate you coming on with us. The analogy I would draw here is you can't get a tattoo till you're 18. But we're letting gender reassignment surgeries happen for 14 or 15-year-olds. I mean, it's madness. What kind of opposition, if any, lined up against this? And what did the numbers look like in Oklahoma in terms of the politicians who supported you?
You know, you had it's so ridiculous that we're so politicized. But every single Democrat, I believe, maybe two Democrats in our legislature voted against it. All of them voted for it. All the rest of the Democrats voted against this bill that the legislature put on my desk. And we have a majority Republican conservative legislature in Oklahoma. So every one of the Republicans voted to say, yeah, this is nonsense. I think 95% of citizens believe in traditional family values. And so to allow somebody to harm their child or to permanently change something, I mean, we can have the conversation. I'm happy to talk about if you're an adult and you're 18 or 19 or 20 and you want to do something, you know, on your own dime. But for the state to pay for this for a minor, we're just not going to tolerate it in Oklahoma.
How crazy is it to you? Let's just be honest. Pretend you're not the governor, right? You're a dad. I'm a dad. How crazy is it to you? Your kids are young, that Democrats would make their entire party position that this should be able to occur.
You know, I mean, I tell people, you know, just privately before, I mean, this would make our grandparents roll over in their graves thinking about this. This is the most unbelievable thing ever. And I think that the Democrats have gone so far left and made this part of their platform and the hill to die on, and they're losing the Hispanics. You know, a lot of the Hispanics, African-Americans, the Pakistanis, the Asians in Oklahoma, they constantly are reaching out to me just saying, what in the world is happening? I voted Democrat before, but I can't stand for this. We're fathers. We want to protect young people. Like you said, minors can't – we don't give them a driver's license and give them a car at 12 or 14 and say be responsible. But we're going to let them alter their
life. We don't let them buy beer until they're 21, and we let them cut their genitals off at 14. I mean, I don't even understand how this is remotely – first of all, I think it's child abuse, but the idea that this would be a Democrat platform is truly insane to me.
Yeah. Well, you're exactly right, and they're losing. The far extremists are losing this. This isn't about attacking any one person. This is about protecting young people. This is about – there's a lot of things that, you know, you're not – your mind and your frontal lobe is not fully developed until you're in your 20s. And so to allow people to life-altering change and let parents – I agree with you. I think it's child abuse, and we took the first step to ban it in Oklahoma.
We're speaking to Governor Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma. Governor, you have spent time down at the border. You've seen the lawlessness and the chaos and the impact on border communities firsthand. I just saw yesterday the official fiscal year count for gotaways. I want to say it was between 600,000 and 800,000, which is in addition to the 5 million people who have entered illegally on the full 2 years of Biden's time in office, or whatever it is, year and change, going on 2 years. What does it mean for your state? What are the impacts that you're seeing? And just also, have you ever seen a border that is this wide open before?
You know, I haven't. You know, it'll be 1 year ago tomorrow that myself and 10 other governors, we went down to the border with Governor Abbott in McLean, Texas, and held a press conference. We released a 10-point plan. Prior to that, 26 governors asked Biden, sent President Biden a letter asking for a meeting, and crickets, nothing. Can you imagine over half of your customers or half of your employees wanting a meeting with the boss, and he won't even respond So we released a 10-point plan. You know, we have to have a remain in Mexico policy, and that would change everything. Because right now, you're free to be released into the U.S. if you just touch the border. And, oh, by the way, here's a piece of paper, show back up in 2 years at a court date. It's just nonsense. It's creating the migration. And now $20 billion is the estimate that this is costing taxpayers from open border, the cost to taxpayers from illegal immigration that are just pouring across. But in Oklahoma specifically, fentanyl is the leading cause of death. I think that's across America now. We know those drugs are coming through the southern border. Then you talk about terrorists and you talk about all the getaways. We have to have strong borders. And I also want to say this. This is totally different than an attack on the Hispanic community. We have a fantastic, hardworking Hispanic community in Oklahoma, but we have to have strong borders. We have to know who's coming through our borders. We need correct immigration policy.
Governor, this is shifting gears a little bit. I know you're a big Oklahoma State fan. Oklahoma is leaving to go to the SEC, one of the great rivalries in all of sports, certainly college football, is Bedlam in your state. It appears it's going to be coming to an end. Can you do anything as governor to try to keep that rivalry going?
Oh, man, we would love to. You're right. Bedlam is a huge deal. We play that game in Thanksgiving, and so we hope so. I'm talking to the legislature, the university presidents, to see what we can do. And it's complicated when they go to different conferences, and having a non-conference game with another team is going to be difficult. You know, I'm going to be down in Texas on Saturday flipping the coin with Governor Abbott. The Red River rivalry is a big one. OU Texas, that rivalry will continue because they're both going to be moving conferences together. But I hope we can do something to keep it going.
And Governor, you know, we were just talking about the migration to Florida before, and the migration that has been going on to Texas, particularly from the coast, from the New York area and from California, has been ongoing for years. What kind of inflows to your state of Oklahoma are you seeing? And for anyone who's wondering what policies either Florida or Texas have enacted successfully, what are the ones that you're also doing in Oklahoma? I mean, we'd like to see sort of the spreading of good policies and ideas to all states with red governors.
Oh, well, first off, you know, not per capita, but true numbers, Oklahoma is 11th in the country right now in migration. So people are waking up to our pro-freedom, pro-business policies, traditional family values. We've got the cheapest electricity to the consumer and businesses. So manufacturing people are coming because we've got an all-of-the-above energy approach. I cut taxes last year for every single business, every single Oklahoman. So just amazing things. Our regulatory environment in Oklahoma is so much better than the coast. I'm a businessman that became governor 4 years ago. I'd never been in politics. And so I bring that business perspective that we want our regulatory bodies working with industry. We never play gotcha. We're clear with the rules, but we let businesses go compete against each other. And that's why people are flooding here because of that. But yeah, we're seeing the same kind of migration. I kind of joke, though, that if you move here from California, you know, I had to wait 18 years to vote, so they should have to wait 18 years before they vote here, too. So,
Governor, we talked to start the show about everything going on with the energy policy. You were just talking about the impact, certainly, that energy has in Oklahoma. You're right there by Texas. When you see that OPEC is diminishing their oil production by 2 million barrels, and certainly you live in a region where you guys have produced a lot of oil and gas over the years, how much of a disaster is Joe Biden's energy policy for Oklahomans and based on what you guys certainly know about American energy production?
Yeah, well, so for everybody listening to your show, just set politics aside for a second. Every single president of the United States, whether they're Republican or Democrat, since 1973, has had an energy independence policy. That makes common sense for Americans. Let's meet the needs of our citizens with our own resources, our own companies, our own employees. This administration, they want to buy oil from Russia. They want to buy it from the Saudis. They want to ask them to increase. They want to be reliant on other countries when we have the resources in our own country to take care of our needs, because we're still driving to work and heating our homes and businesses and taking our kids to soccer practice and football practice. So demand is the same, but they choke off supply, and then they scratch their head when everything costs more. the same people that they try to help, they're actually harming, because it's the people at the lower income bracket that pay a higher percentage of their money on groceries and gasoline. And so it's so frustrating and such common sense that we have to have these honest conversations. And by the way, Oklahoma, everybody thinks we're just an oil and gas state. I'm so proud of our oil and gas industry. We're actually number four in oil, number three in natural gas, but we're number two in wind energy production. We're not afraid of renewables at all, but let's have an honest conversation about meeting the needs of Americans with our own resources.
Governor Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma. Governor, we appreciate you making the time for us, sir. Thanks so much.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
So I want to tell you guys a story quickly here. I was going into closing on a house, and I had a problem. There was some collection against me. I got word of this through my friends at Norton LifeLock. There was $1,000 that I owed to some cable company, but I had never even had that cable company. How's this possible? Oh, someone used my information online to run up $1,000, and this hurt my credit, and now I'm going into a closing, and I'm looking at getting a raid on a house. I mean, you can imagine the mess this is, right? But the good news is I had Norton LifeLock. So I called them up. I had a Norton LifeLock specialist on the phone right away, and she helped me get this whole thing cleared up. Got it totally removed from my credit, got it totally wiped away. No more collection, no more craziness. Identity theft, my friends, can happen so quickly. It happens to people all the time. Do you want someone watching your back, one, to alert you, as I just said, and two, to help you if somebody does steal your stuff, saves you so many hours of time. I've been a Norton LifeLock customer for years. This is just something you need to have. It's like insurance for your personal identity online to make sure that there's someone who's got your back if it gets stolen. LifeLock is something everybody should have. LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists, including the ones that I worked with, and you need to get them too, just in case this happens, because it happens all the time. Get LifeLock right now, 24/7 online identity theft protection. Join now, save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to LifeLock.com and use promo code BUCK, that's promo code B-U-C-K, when you go to LifeLock.com for 25% off. Welcome back in to Clay and Buck. Appreciate you being with us. If you missed any part of the show, the Clay and Buck podcast. You can also subscribe to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. It's a post show that I do. Clay does a post show that's up on Twitter and goes on Outkick. So we keep on rocking with content even after we finish on the air here. But we're also putting out on Sunday. So this is a reason even for all of our wonderful live radio listeners across the country to subscribe to our podcast. We put out a special election overview, preview, deep dive, where we have all the best political segments from the week with newsmakers, people in critical races. You want to hear that stuff. You listen to that, you're going to be completely up to speed on everything you need to know. And that's just a once a week that goes out on Sunday. So please do check that out. We've also, interesting point here from Christopher in Kent, Ohio. We started off today talking about oil. Christopher, thanks for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that energy independence is an inflation issue. It's a national security issue. We used to have victory gardens, paper drives, rubber drives when we were at war. And here we are funding Ukraine and funding Russia at the same time. Every time we make an energy cut in production, we are funding Russia.
Oh, thank you, Christopher. You're absolutely right that energy is a national security issue, and Democrats have made it one we're much weaker on. But we do have Tiffany Smiley with us now. She's running for Senate up in Washington State. Tiffany, we told everybody, thanks for joining us, a little bit about these cease and desist orders. You're clearly making the libs nervous, which nothing gets us more excited and happy than that in a political race. What are they? What's with the cease and desist orders from your political ads?
Well, I think it's clear that they're effective and they're resonating and they're telling the truth and they're moving voters. And look, we have a real shot at winning this race because we are connecting with the issues that matter to the voters. I mean, they're
wait, can I just ask, is the Seattle Times really telling you you can't use a Seattle Times headline to describe something in Seattle in an ad?
You are absolutely right. And what they forgot to do was check back to 2016 when Senator Murray did the same thing. And they said nothing about it. So it's really interesting how now they're, you know, coming out strong. And I think, you know, it's important to note too on the Seattle Seahawks that, they actually gave my husband that jersey when he was the 12th man flag raiser, the jersey that you barely see in the ad, like barely see for 1 to 2 seconds, is a 12th man jersey that actually says Smiley on the back of it, when he raised the 12th man flag in 2014.
Yeah, Tiffany, I'm glad you brought that up because we obviously wrote about that at Outkick, and I appreciate you coming on the show, and we're rooting for you to take down Patty Murray and be the next representative in the Senate from Washington. But we also had and went and had our staff look up. There are a lot of ads out there with Democrats wearing Seattle Seahawk jerseys, where you can actually see the logo, where the full jersey is visible. Yeah. And it doesn't appear, and we've asked the Seahawks to comment on this, it doesn't appear that they ever sent cease and desists to any of those Democrat candidates. So do you think this was a Patty Murray special? Do you think she went to Starbucks, her team, and also went to the Seahawks and tried to get them to do this to you? Where do you think the impetus for this came from?
I would not be surprised if Patty Murray and her staff and her campaign rallied her people or pinged these corporations or had allies within those corporations to do this. That's really sad. It clearly shows that she's threatened and she's worried, and she knows that we are winning this race. But it's unfortunate. You know, I always say we're not just taking down Patty Murray. We're taking down this whole woke corporate agenda that's destroyed Washington State. And that hasn't held Patty Murray accountable. You know, that insulates her from any tough questioning, insulates her from being accountable to the voters. For the last 30 years, she's had a free pass, right? They've held her water for her. And no more, not on our watch, not on our family's watch. You know, at the end of the day, these policies that we're talking about, they affect real people. This is about real people's lives. And that's why our campaign is winning, because we have solutions to turn this crisis into hope. So Patty Murray's desperate. I guarantee you she coordinated this. And what a shame. You know, what an awful look for a 30-year incumbent that you have to resort to dirty tricks and hacks to try to bring down your opponent as the winning message.
Yeah, and I want to give you an opportunity, because a lot of people are still learning about your campaign as we sit here 34 days out. We're all over the state of Washington, but also the country, where people can donate money to help you. Tell us your husband's story and how he came to have that Seahawks jersey one more time, because I think, frankly, it makes the behavior of the Seahawks even more indefensible.
Yes, no, it absolutely does. Our life changed when my husband was blinded by a suicide car bomb in service to our country when he was serving in Mosul, Iraq. So at 23 years old, I resigned from my nursing job here in Washington State and took a one-way flight out to Walter Reed Army Medical Center. I didn't know if I was going to meet Scotty dead or alive, but I was going to be there. And one thing was certain, the suicide bomber that he was negotiating with detonated his car, and the shrapnel obliterated both of Scotty's eyes. So since that fateful day, April 6, 2005, Scotty's never seen. He's never seen our children's faces. They were all born after he was blind. And I had this wild idea that he could serve and that he would be a good steward of taxpayers' dollars. And I didn't like, as a nurse, I didn't like how the system was treating him. So I took on the Army. Scotty went on and became the first blind active duty officer to ever serve our country. And then I took on the VA because that was the right thing to do. And, when Scotty was well, we took on the VA and helped pass meaningful reform for injured veterans and their families. And now we're in this fight to take on 30-year incumbent Senator Murray, who has failed Washington State on every turn. And for our family, this is service over self and country over party. This is about standing up and being a voice for all of Washington State.
You know, Clay, the Seahawks organization should honestly be ashamed. I mean, the Seattle Times apparently doesn't know what the First Amendment is, which is not surprising because all these media organizations want to censor their opponents. But the Seahawks, I mean, to say that the jersey in this context, now that everyone's heard the story, they should be ashamed, honestly, as an organization.
You should.
And Tiffany, you know, we're just so proud of what we're seeing here with you in a very blue state, making a very gallant run here for that seat, and to give the people of your state some hope that there'll be representation that is sane. I mean, when you're we got people listening all across Washington State right now. What do they need to know when we're looking to see how you can close this gap? What's different if you're representing Washingtonians in the in the United States Senate?
We will deliver. We will actually bring results to the customer, and that's the people of Washington State. You know, I was at a homeless encampment last week, and it was this really special moment. We were cleaning up and helping the residents there and cleaning up dirty needles, and a woman from across the way who was there helping clean up this encampment as well, she came over and she said, "Tiffany Smiley," and I said, "Yes." And she said, "I'm a lifelong Democrat. I've always voted for Patty Murray. And this year I'm voting for you." And it was a special moment because here we were on this this homeless encampment, just wanting what's best for these people, for our state, for Seattle. And it's really not about Democrat or Republican. It's about American issues. It's about the quality of life here in Washington State. It's about ensuring that people are off drugs and have a shot and have hope for the future. So we're delivering hope and a solution to a better future. Patty Murray has no agenda, no plan. You can go to both of our websites and see the stark difference for yourself. But if anyone wants to support us in this effort in you know, being a voice for all of Washington, in improving the quality of life, standing up and fighting for our children and their education in this state, they can join me at smileyforwashington.com, all spelled out. You can become a volunteer. You can donate to our campaign and our efforts. We will win this race.
Was she a BLM supporter, by the way? Was Murray a BLM supporter in 2020?
So she went on the Senate floor June of 2020, and she called for funds to be diverted away from our police force, and then she went into hiding. She actually disappeared. We did not hear from her as Seattle was completely dismantled with the CHAZ, CHOP autonomous zone. Young kids were actually murdered. Women were raped. It was horrific. And we continue to see an increase in crime. Patty Murray's soft on crime policies have absolutely contributed to what we're facing today.
Tiffany, you were fighting for kids. You've got kids of your own, for them to be in schools. Patty Murray refused to even acknowledge that shutting down schools was wrong. And she didn't do that like 6 months ago. She did it in the last few weeks. You're a mom. I know there's a lot of other moms and dads that are still furious about that. Doesn't she deserve to lose just based on that?
She does. We are the campaign for parents. So any parents out there listening, come join us. We are fighting for our children. You know, Senator Murray did. She doubled down, basically said she has no regrets with how she handled the pandemic. I was meeting with a psychologist yesterday and a sheriff from Snohomish County, who made it very clear that we are in a crisis, a mental health crisis. And it was abuse what we did to our kids. You know, we should be able to walk and chew gum at the same time in this country. And our children needed to be in school. The masks needed to be the parents' choice. And at that point, we could have followed the science and made educated guesses. You are right. That alone is the reason that Patty Murray needs to retire. She's completely out of touch.
Tiffany Smiley, everybody, she can pull it off if you help her. Our Washington Clay and Buck audience, mobilize, friends. Get out there. Get friends to help her. Get friends to knock on some doors. Get out there and vote. Clay, our work is never done, friend. We got more tomorrow.
Marsha Blackburn, senator here in Tennessee, called her one of the best candidates she's ever seen. You can make a difference in a big way, Washington. Put Tiffany Smiley in the Senate.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. On the front lines of truth.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is Prize Picks. No surprise, Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the Prize Picks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
We have some calls up, and then we have a feud over expensive booze. Not really a feud, with our friend Jesse Kelly. We love Jesse Kelly, and is all he's a fellow Premier Radio Network's host, as you guys know. He's on his show is carried 6 to 9 Eastern on Premier Radio Networks in syndication. We were hanging out with him last weekend. I had my engagement party last week, which was, let's just put, it was lit, as the kids would say. It was a lot of fun.
Lots of fun. Yes, lots of fun. And then we went out, and Jesse ordered $75 shots of tequila for the table.
Four of them
for the table. And then let's play this audio because, frankly, it feels like he's Joe Biden-style blame-shifting here.
A little bit of gaslighting
excuses
on the pricey tequila, I'm just going to say, because we warned him.
He sounds like Biden talking about gas.
It is time to defend my honor from my former friends, Clay and Buck, because the accusation, in case you missed it, was this. We went out to some fancy rooftop bar. I think Clay called it the Peninsula or something like that. Again, I've never been in a place like this before, and that I ordered expensive tequila shots. And Clay even called me out for ordering tequila shots at all because he said there's a bottle of wine on the table. Okay, couple things. One, they're my friends. They're well aware that I'm white trash. I don't drink wine. All right. So I thought it would be appropriate to order the good tasting tequila. I didn't know it was $75 a shot, but that goes back to what I was ranting about yesterday, how New York City has become a city of just for rich people. I don't know how normal people are supposed to go there and exist when it's $26 for a burger and fries, $16 for a breakfast bagel, and $75 for a shot of tequila.
But can I just...
What did you think that you live in New York? What yeah. did you think that she... Because you said when
I told him, I said, yes. dude, this is going to be the most expensive round of drinks you've ever ordered. He's like, oh, tequila, no problem. Like, it's a party. I'm like, dude, this is not Jose Cuervo Gold you're ordering here. This is something
he
else.
He ordered, again, Casa Dragones, which is owned by the guy who owns all of iHeart. So as if we weren't making him enough money, we're just throwing more money at him thanks to Jesse.
It is the most delicious. But we told him, we said it's the most delicious tequila we've ever had. Like, you and I agreed on it. It's just the best tequila we've ever had. It's special. It's worth drinking just on its own. And, buying it in a liquor store, very much worth the price point. The Peninsula Hotel, to the point here, you're paying $25 for French fries with truffle sauce on it, right?
Oh, I mean,
it's crazy there. We tried to tell him, but hey, you know, you learn things there, Houston guy. You learn things.
I will just point this out, too. In addition to being a Joe Biden-like blame shifter, I got to say, Jesse already had another drink. He ordered an Old Fashioned, which I love Old Fashions. We had a bottle of wine. He could have had some red wine, could have just drank it like a normal person. Instead, he goes Old Fashioned, and then, which is my favorite drink, my go-to at a bar is an Old Fashioned. I love the Buffalo Trace, Weller, that entire group of bourbons. They are fantastic. I love that company. But no issues with the Old Fashioned, but he's pretending like he didn't have anything to drink, and that was why he had to order the tequila shots. No, he had his own drink outside of the wine.
I'm sorry
for being civilized, by the way.
You know,
I'm sorry for being an incredibly civilized person and being able to have a nice glass of wine.
I just wish we had taken photos of Jesse as he was ordering the $75 shots of tequila, wearing his top hat and his monocle with his cowboy boots. I just wish we had taken the photo at the time. You know, while he was...
And let me point this out, too. He's trying to claim that he's a redneck. I'm the one who's actually from redneck country. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. We are, like, the staple of the redneck community, all right? And I'm not even from a nice area, really, of Nashville, Tennessee. For those of you who know, I grew up in Goodlettsville, which is, like on the north side of town, barely, like, hanging on to the edge, the periphery of Nashville. Fabulous place to grow up. It's not like it's a wealthy place. I was surrounded by rednecks. Jesse Kelly, I know rednecks. You're no redneck.
Wow. Wow.
He's from Ohio and Arizona.
He is going to challenge you to a one-on-one basketball match and dunk without jumping over and over again.
That certainly could happen. I'm not getting my picture taken with him ever again because the comments were savage.
Everybody thinks that you and I are Frodo and Bilbo whenever we stand next to him. It's not actually true.
I am 6 foot tall, and next to Jesse Kelly, I look like I'm 5'4", and I've never been attacked for my height ever, to my knowledge, in my life.
Yeah, and he's not allowed to hug us in photos anymore because, like, the top of my head goes into his armpit. I feel like I'm a toddler or something. It's not acceptable.
It is definitely. He also took shots, by the way, at the food at your engagement.
He
party.
Said the crab cakes were small. I told them Paul Bunyan was coming, and they thought I was kidding. Turns out,
I didn't even know there were crab cakes there, so I didn't even see him. So I feel like I was cheated.
Mini crab cakes are a staple. We did have bacon wrapped shrimp too, by the way. Which bacon wrapped, you can never go wrong with bacon.
That was very good.
Like that's
that was fantastic.
Even Ron Swanson loves bacon wrapped shrimp. All right. We getting back into the news cycle. We got coming up Governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt, something very important going on in his state that he's spearheading. We got more on the Herschel Walker controversy. We got a lot more coming your way, team. And we'll take some of your calls if you're on hold. Stay with us. That's all coming up. Clay and Buck.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget.
Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young kids, builds specially adapted smart homes for severely injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness.
David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of his first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor.
Tunnel of Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.